विक्टोरिया राज्य में काउंसिल चुनाव की प्रक्रिया शुरू हो गई है। वोटर लिस्ट बनाने की तैयारियां भी करीब करीब पूरी हैं। मेलबर्न के अलग अलग हिस्सों से बहुत से लोग चुनाव में भाग लेना चाहते हैं, कैंडिडेट बनना चाहते हैं। इसी सब पर जानकारी जुटाने के लिए हमारे साथ जुड़े विक्टोरियन इलेक्टोरल कमीशन के सीनियर कम्युनिकेशन ऑफिसर लॉसन फ्लेचर। लॉसन, वेलकम टू SBS रेडियो।
थैंक यू फॉर हैविंग मी।
सर, फर्स्ट थिंग फर्स्ट, इलेक्शंस आर जस्ट अराउंड द कॉर्नर। What is Election Commission doing and how do we explain the whole process to people listening right now?
Yeah, so as you just mentioned, enrollment has closed for the local council elections, which are going to be held across the state in October. The next step in the process is nominating for candidates, and they'll need to do that next week. And then after that, voting will commence for all of the councils that are holding elections in Victoria.
When you say that nomination... So let's talk about that first.
Sure.
If anyone want to be a candidate, what are the prerequisite for that person and how does he go about it?
Yeah, so we encourage anybody that's interested in representing their local community to stand for council. And to nominate, there are a number of requirements. You must be an Australian citizen and you must be enrolled in the council that you wish to stand for. There's also a number of criteria that would disqualify you from nominating as a candidate. So that might be if you work for the council, if you have certain criminal offences, or if you're a bankrupt. More information on those is available in the candidate handbook, which the VEC provides.
So it's always a good idea to read that handbook before you decide to file the candidacy.
Absolutely, yes. We highly encourage potential candidates to read the candidate handbook, and that's available at the VEC website, which is vec.vic.gov.au.
And anybody can download it from there. If you're thinking to be a candidate, it's a good idea. Just go to this website and download that. I have read that handbook myself, and let's pretend I want to be the candidate. Does it cost too much?
No, there is a fee for nominating. So that fee is $250, and that fee will be returned to you as the candidate if you are elected or if you receive 4% of the primary votes.
That's fantastic. Even I can get my fees back from the Election Commission. That's great. Okay. What happens if I have filed my candidature there? After that, what are my responsibilities and how do I go about the business?
So in terms of nominating, there are a few things to note. One thing that's really important is that you must nominate in person, and there is a short window for nominating. So nominations open on Thursday, the 15th of September, and then they close on noon, Tuesday, the 20th of September. So that's a 3.5 working day period to nominate. You need to go into your election office in your council area and nominate in person with the returning officer. So before you do that, we highly encourage candidates to also use the candidate helper, which is a facility that we have on the VEC website, which will help them complete their nomination form before they go into the election office. So whilst you still need to print out that nomination form and take it in to meet the returning officer, you can complete that before you go in, and that means it'll save you time at the election office. You can also attend a candidate information session. So each council is having at least one candidate information session that the VEC will run. That will take you through the entire process of nominating as a candidate. We're holding those early next week.
Another thing, I saw on the website of VEC that the information can be accessed in different languages. So can we file our nomination in different languages or it has to be only in English?
Unfortunately, nomination forms must be submitted in English.
Otherwise, there is help available for people who would like to have something in language other than English?
Absolutely. So you can always call our telephone interpreter line, and those numbers are listed at the VEC website for each individual language. And you can call that line up and you can be put in touch with an interpreter, and you can we can work with you there to help you in language.
Once the date of nomination has gone, what happens after that?
So after that, so that's on 12 noon on nomination day, the next steps for the VEC is that we do a ballot draw, which is a randomised draw where we determine the list of candidates as they appear on the ballot paper. That happens on that same day, on Tuesday the 20th of September. And then after that, candidates need to lodge information with the VEC so they can lodge if their council is holding a postal election, which is the majority of councils, 72 councils, they can lodge their candidate statements, which will go in the ballot pack and voters can read about the candidates. That's a 200-word statement. They'll need to lodge that, as well as a candidate questionnaire, which is a new option in 2016, which was introduced. So that will be available on the VEC website, and any candidate has the option to complete that questionnaire.
So what does that questionnaire explain to the voters or the candidates? Does it explain about what they are doing, why they are standing in the election?
Yeah, so the questionnaire basically asks them about how they've prepared for their role through training or reading council materials, whether they're endorsed by a registered political party, and a number of other qualifications for becoming a councillor. So for candidates and for voters, it's a really good source of information when they're researching potential candidates. So yeah, so the step after that, once all the candidates have submitted their information, then voting will open shortly after. And so there's two methods of voting in council elections. So there's six metropolitan councils which are holding attendance elections. So that means that you'll need to vote in person. So you can vote in those councils on election day, which is Saturday the 22nd of October. If you can't make it on election day, you can vote early, and you can vote early at a number of voting centres from the 21st of September. Or you can apply for a postal vote. So the main role there, if you're in an attendance council, and those councils are all within the Melbourne metropolitan area, so that's Banyule, Greater Dandenong, Knox, Moreland, Port Phillip and Yarra City councils, is that you'll need to vote in person. If you can't, you can apply for a postal vote. So that's those six councils. If you're voting in a postal election council, which is every other council in Victoria, except for Greater Geelong, which isn't holding an election this year, then you'll receive a ballot pack in the mail. We're posting out ballot packs from the 4th of October. You'll receive that ballot pack shortly after that in the mail to your enrolled address. And what you'll need to do is have a look at the ballot pack. That's which has the candidate statements in it, as well as your ballot paper. Have a look at the ballot pack, complete your ballot material, and then mail it back to the VEC. And you need to make sure that you mail that back, that you put it in the mail by 6 p.m. on Friday the 21st of October.
And what if somebody forgets to put it in the mail before Friday?
Then unfortunately your vote won't count. So you need to have mailed it, or you can also hand deliver it to the election office if that's easier for you, by that deadline, which is 6 p.m. Friday 21st of October, for your vote to count.
The voting happens, and most important thing, results.
Exactly.
When do they get?
So, results. So, as I said, voting closes for postal elections at 6 p.m. on Friday the 21st, and for attendance elections, election day is the day after, which is Saturday the 22nd of October. And then in the week following that, which is a new rule for 2016, the VEC has another 5 days to receive ballots that were mailed and completed by those deadlines into the count. So that allows us to include more votes that previously wouldn't have been able to have been counted. But what that also means is that that will slightly delay results by about that same 5 day period. And so you should expect results for all councils, which will be officially declared between Monday the 31st of October and Friday the 4th of November.
That will be a tough time for these candidates.
I can imagine, yeah, the delay. Look, I think everybody will be waiting, you know, very, very, will be waiting on the edge of their seat for those results. But of course, the VEC is focused on making sure that all the ballots that can be counted are counted properly and that it's done with integrity.
Oh, thank you so much, Lawson, for this information.
Thank you.